Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Do you like learning foreign languages? IELTS Speaking Guide. As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I've encountered countless students tackling the "Q, do you like learning foreign languages?" question in their speaking test. This seemingly simple question can often throw test takers off guard. This article will delve into why this question appears, how to answer it effectively, and provide you with the tools to impress the examiner with your language learning enthusiasm. Why this question matters in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test evaluates your ability to communicate effectively in English. While it might seem strange to be asked about learning foreign languages in an English test, the examiners are interested in several aspects. Your motivation. Discussing language learning reveals your passion for personal growth and exploration, fluency, and coherence. It tests your ability to articulate your thoughts and experiences in a structured manner. Vocabulary and grammar. It provides an opportunity to showcase a range of vocabulary related to education, culture, and communication. Mastering the "Do you like learning foreign languages?" question. Here's a breakdown of how to approach this question effectively. 1. Express your opinion clearly. Start by directly answering the question. Don't be afraid to express your genuine feelings, whether you find language learning enjoyable, challenging, or even a bit of both. Positive. Yes, I genuinely enjoy learning foreign languages. I find it incredibly stimulating and rewarding. Neutral. Learning foreign languages can be quite demanding, but I find it a necessary skill in today's world. Negative. To be honest, I haven't always found learning languages easy, but I recognize its importance. 2. Elaborate on your answer. Provide reasons for your opinion. This is where you can demonstrate your vocabulary and fluency. Here are some ideas. Personal growth. Learning a new language opens up new ways of thinking and allows me to connect with different cultures. Career advancement. In today's globalized world, being multilingual is a significant asset in the job market. Travel experiences. I love being able to communicate with locals and experience a culture more authentically when I travel. 3. Provide specific examples. Illustrate your points with concrete examples from your own life. This makes your response more engaging and memorable. Positive experience. I recently started learning Spanish, and I was surprised by how quickly I picked up the basics. It was incredibly motivating. Challenge. You overcame. I used to struggle with French grammar, but I joined a study group, and we helped each other improve. Future goal. I'm eager to learn Japanese because I'm fascinated by Japanese cinema and hope to visit Japan someday. 4. Use linking words and phrases. Connect your ideas smoothly using linking words and phrases. This enhances the coherence and flow of your response. To add information, additionally, moreover, furthermore. To provide contrast, however, on the other hand, nevertheless. To give examples, for example, such as sample answer. Here's an example of a well-structured answer that incorporates the tips above. Yes, I find learning foreign languages incredibly rewarding, although it can be challenging at times. I'm particularly drawn to the way it expands my horizons and allows me to connect with people from different cultures. For instance, I've been studying Spanish for the past year, and it's been amazing to communicate with native speakers and experience Spanish culture firsthand. While I sometimes struggle with grammar, I find that the more I practice, the more confident I become. In the future, I'm hoping to learn Mandarin as I'm fascinated by Chinese history and culture. Conclusion. Remember, the "Do you like learning foreign languages?" question is an opportunity to showcase your communication skills and passion for learning. By expressing your opinion clearly, elaborating with examples, and using linking words effectively, you can turn a simple question into a chance to shine in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.